Hi, my name is Nabil Ben Amar from Morocco, and I'd like to give an answer to the question related to default address selection for Internet Protocol version 6, which is IPv6. This is a good question, and there is some ITF drafts and RFCs that tackled this issue. For example, the RFC number 6724, dated in 2012, discuss deeply this issue and gives two algorithms to select the source address and the destination address. However, we will tackle here the algorithm related to the selection of the source address. So we can read, for example, from the abstract of this RFC that the algorithm specified default behavior for all Internet Protocol version 6 implementations. So it's valid in every operating system. And then this RFC describes how it will be handled. For example, we can see that the IPv6 addressing architecture, which is described in RFC 4291, allows multiple unicast addresses to be assigned to interfaces. These addresses might have different reachability scopes, such as, for example, link local, site local, which is deprecated, and global. These addresses might also be preferred or deprecated, depending on other conditions. Privacy considerations have introduced this concept of public and temporary address, as we can see in the majority of operating systems. This detail, which is related to the privacy consideration, we can disable or enable it in a given operating system. Also, we can see that the mobility architecture introduces the home address and the care-of address. This is the address when a node change and moves to another networks. So this node will set up a care of address, and he will send this address to his home network or home router. So we can see that as a result that there are many possibilities. So each interface can have a lot of different addresses, different unicast address, different global address, different unique local addresses, etc. And each node can have also multiple interfaces. So the algorithm described in this document, this RFC, is specified as a set of rules that define a partial ordering of the set of addresses that are available for use. So this algorithm is intended to provide the best one to use. So, for example, for the selection of the source address, we can see that the RFC gives many rules, and we will quickly go through the main rules. So, for example, for the source address selection, algorithm produces as output a single source address for use with a given destination address. So it's specified for a given destination address, not for all addresses. The address at the front of the list after the algorithm completes is the one the algorithm will select. The ordering of the addresses in the candidate set is defined by a list of eight pairwise comparison rules, with each rule placing a greater than, or less than, or equal to ordering of two source addresses with respect to each other. So quickly, for example, the first rule when comparing two addresses, so we have SA and SB, which means source address 1 and source address B 2. from the candidate set. So we say prefer SA to mean that SA is greater than SB, and similarly we say prefer SB to mean that SA is less than SB. Rule 1 says that prefer the same address. For example, if SA is equal to D, which is the destination address, then prefer SA. So the source address will be used as the same. This one will be used as the source address because we are pinging or we are reaching this destination address, which is in this case equal to the source address. Rule 2 says that prefer appropriate scope. So there are many scopes. And in this document, we can read what are the scopes. They have values. For example, multicast destination address have 4-bit scope field that controls the propagation of the multicast packet. So the IPv6 address and architecture defines scope field values for interface local. Then the value is 1. The link local is 2. Admin local 4. Site local 5. Organization local 8. And global E. So these are all the scopes that will be used in this algorithm. And then it will give us the rule 2. If scope of SA is less than the scope of SB, and if the scope of SA is less than the scope of D, which is the destination address, then prefer SB. And otherwise, prefer SA. So we will use always the greater scope for a given set of source addresses to reach a destination. But this rule should be applied as it is because the algorithm compares between scope SA and scope SB, and then scope SA with the scope D, which is the destination. Rule 3 say that we need to avoid deprecated addresses, so this is obvious. And rule 4 prefer the home address, so this is for mobile networks and mobile IP. Rule 5 says that prefer outgoing interface, so if SA is assigned to the interface that will be used to send to D and SB is assigned to a different interface, then prefer SA. Similarly, if SB is assigned to the interface that will be used to send to D and SA is assigned to a different interface, then prefer SB. So these are the rules. So I think maybe the last one that we will talk about here is rule 7, which is prefer temporary addresses. So if SA is a temporary address and SB is a public address, then prefer the SA. So this is used when we have two global addresses with a different they have the same scope, but one is temporary and the other one is public or permanent address. Similarly, if SB is a temporary address and SA is a public address, then prefer SB. So every time the temporary address will be preferred when we use both of them, when we have both of them. Rule 8 is to use the longest machine prefix. So this is for routing purposes, and this is the basis of routing in general. Rather, it's IPv4 or IPv6, it's the same. So I think that's enough, and I hope that this quick review of this RFC gave us a quick answer to this issue. Thank you.